morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Oh, good morning, Salem. How you doing today? Oh, it's a good day in the neighborhood indeed. Did you take a look at that weather forecast the next few days? There's some good news we can use. Yes, indeed. Temperatures in the high 60s and 70s. Ooh, I'm a happy girl. So glad to have you along. I'm Stacy Ann, and you're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. And we want to thank those of you that are tuning in all online, all over the country. I've been hearing emails, Facebook messages, people all over telling their friends and family to have a dose of positiveness first thing in the morning. Thank you for tuning in. You can follow us at KSLM Radio on Facebook and, of course, KSLM.news. Streaming online, 1220 AM and 104.3 FM. We are news you can use here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And how good is it to have some good news and some encouragement in this time that we're weathering? And that's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it the COVID-19 storm, right? Because in different parts of the country, we all embrace, we get ready for the storm to come, we hear the predictions, right? And we kind of hunker down and get through it together. And that's what we're doing. We are better together, my friend, and we are weathering the storm, and we are believing that we're going to come through it stronger, better, more aware, and certainly more connected because of the social distancing. We have to think about how to stay connected in a different way, ways that we have never done before. And we certainly are thankful for radio and for our social media and those kinds of tools that we have to stay connected and stay in touch. And certainly we want to thank our friends at Northwest Natural for helping us put a community resource link right on our website. And again, we let you know through our Facebook as well. We have a community resource. If you need some community resources right now, my friend, you can go to our website, kslm.news, click on the link and find the information that you need. And moreover, if you need something today, call 211 and put in your zip code and they can get you connected to the resources that you need. We already talked about the temperature today going to be about 71 degrees, overnight lows, 40s, sunny skies for the next few days. In fact, it could get up to like mid-70s even. And with that, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, right? Because we're going to want to get out and explore or maybe want to get to the park. And a lot of the state parks are closed because they don't want us all gathering and doing the things we typically do, barbecues and things like that in the park. So we want to be mindful that we need to keep our social distancing, moreover, to keep everybody safe and healthy. And also, we don't really want to be in much of trouble either, right? And I think right now our police force and our sheriff and the rangers are giving warnings. Hopefully it won't come to anything more than that. And we're going to be through this anyway. And before we know it, we'll be able to be back to those things we enjoy. We also want to thank our friends at ProBioScience CBD-based hand sanitizer that they put together, manufactured right here in Salem. And the owners of KSLM have taken action due to the fact that we just can't find hand sanitizer. And so you can get these cute little bottles. They're spray bottles. They're very easy to put in your, as we say, in the South pocketbook or your purse or your bag. You're take it along with you. And actually, it's really good and effective, and it also keeps your hands moisturized. You can call them at 503-877-9877 or go to pro-bioscience.com. Taking a look at the numbers, of course, the Oregon Health Authority always updates the numbers, usually after our show ends about 8:39 a.m. in the morning, and then they have some kind of press release that goes out, and so we're a day behind. But this is Tuesday's numbers on the COVID-19 here in Oregon, just that we're aware of what's going on. So far, there's been 23,007 numbers of tests given since January 24th, 23,000 tests. And so far, 1,181 tests were positive, and we've had a total of 33 deaths in Oregon from the COVID-19, certainly keeping all of those families in our thoughts and prayers. And again, we talked about the challenges with the temperatures rising, being aware of of when we're out and about, not congregating and not getting in trouble, but continue to move and take a walk, enjoy the fresh air. And then the other thing that we've talked about, too, is the fact that there's a lot of scams going on. We really want to emphasize, please, 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 if you get calls, emails, things wanting you to sign up now to get the stimulus package, please, please be aware of that. Do not get into those scams. In fact, there's also been advertisements for businesses. You know, if you want to find out how you can get the loans and things like that, please be aware. There are specific ways that you can do that, and we'll get into that a little more about how to apply for grants and make sure that you're getting the funding that you are authorized to get as an individual without having to go through these links, because you don't want to give any of your personal information out. Today, I'm so excited in the studio. I've got my friend Diana with us, and we'll get into that here a little bit. But going through the headlines, we have 43% of the businesses are saying that they'll be forced to close permanently if they don't get some help soon. And the good news is, through the stimulus package and the payroll protection plan, there's funding coming for businesses to apply for SBA loans through their local banks. Again, there's specific ways to do this. Don't get caught up in the scams that are rising out there. $350 billion in forgivable loans as a part of the $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package is coming out. And so there's some things that are coming out and tools that are coming out to help. And with that, and my concern for our local Salem and Marion County and area businesses that are affected, if you're in Silverton, Dayton, and in this area, there's help on the way and there's encouragement on the way. And I, one of the very first businesses we connected with when we came here to Salem was a wonderful little community bar and grill, and I loved it because we just moved here from Arkansas. I'm Oregon. I was raised here in Oregon. Salem is home. But I've been away for over 30 years and now back. And I am a Southern girl. I'm Stacy Ann after all, right? And I was so drawn to this special little place. It was a honky tonk place, the honky tonk bar and grill right here off of McGilchrist in Salem, Oregon. And we connected right away. Diana Gorsch and her team of wonderful staff, we connected. And Diana, I'm so tickled to have you in the studio with me today. And just given a little bit of your background, you moved to Salem from Arkansas, so we have that in common. You moved here in 1984, and you've been bartending in South Salem for over 29 years, so many of our listeners probably have connected with you in one way or another throughout the years, and mm-hmm. You've just got the grill. You just got it last fall, 2019, and it's located on McGilchrist, 2275 McGilchrist. And you have a wonderful Facebook page, and you're a full-service country bar and restaurant with wonderful space for parties and gatherings and events. And your specials, I have to say, your Monday night when you're open, your Monday night steak night is our favorite. And so welcome to the show today as we continue the conversation on this season. I really wanted you to come in and just tell us how you're doing. How are you doing, you and your wonderful staff?
Oh, well, first, good morning and nice to see you.
Yeah.
We're doing okay. We're positive. We're looking forward to reopening. We're just all banding together as a group and as a team and getting through it. I mean, everybody's going through it right now. So it's a little hard, but we're not as special as everybody else. We're just part of the community and trying to survive what's going on.
Yes. Walk me through the emotion because we were talking even before we started the show this morning, it really is like your staff is like your family. And so all of this is happening, and we interacted a little bit because you had gotten sick right before this, had gotten hit with a really bad sickness and kind of were unplugged a little bit even before this had started. And what's that emotion, that decision? You hear this coming down the pike that you're probably going to have to close or do business differently. Walk me through your decision-making process. Of course, when it finally hit, you had to close. Tell me about that.
Well, I think the first thing that I want to say is that as it started to come down, and you're right, I was sick. So as everything started to come down the pike and come into our forefront, the first thing I cared about is that the staff didn't get sick. Mm-hmm. They didn't take it home to their families, their kids, their parents who, are elderly by now. So closing the restaurant, even though that was a very sad thing to see that happen, really at the get-go, it was all about the employees mm-hmm. and the customers that come in there. We're all going to know somebody that this has affected in not a very healthy way. We've already had a customer who has passed, and her husband is also sick. So really, right now, the restaurant is second to me. It's about the community, and it's about what everybody else is going on. To us, it's shedding a tear every day. And, you know, when all this is said and done and over with, it is going to be wonderful to see everybody's faces again and to give everybody hopefully a hug, if not an air hug.
Right.
and just to let them all know that we're here and we stand behind not only them individually, but Salem as a community. That's really where it's at right now.
As you drive around Salem, one of the first things I noticed is on the billboards, particularly at some of the gathering places, the bar and grills around town, Salem Strong.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Absolutely. If you are a community person, then Salem Strong just comes right there. And it's everything right now that we can do. It's from sharing your goods that you have, your pantry items, to your toilet paper and your toothpaste and silly little things that you never would really given a second thought of your neighbors might not need, you know, or your neighbors need today. And so right there, it's seeing that Salem is standing behind each other. And, recently when a bar restaurant did close down, they put all their food out, all their perishables out in their parking lot for free and gave it away for free. What a wonderful treat. Mm. Just that kind of a heart that said, we're not going to use it. Maybe you can. And again, just remembering that when we drive around Salem, that everybody's going through it, even the people that you don't really think it affects. Sure, the convenience stores are open, but those people are there every day on the front lines.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, yesterday we went for a motorcycle ride and filled up the motorcycle with gas, and I went in to grab a bottle of water at our little Quick Mart. I don't even know the name of it. I should know the name of it, but it's on Lancaster. And the guy says, you know, everybody's talking about the police and the EMTs and the healthcare workers on the front line, but we are too. We're at risk. People are coming in, you know, because we're one of the few things that are still open. And I said, well, thank you. And we'll remember you, you know, for keeping them in our thoughts and prayers too. It is all of us pulling together, and we're so much better together. And it is an interesting time that we live in. And I think what the Salem Strong, how it resonates with me, it reminds us that we can't be alone. We're not alone. We're not alone in life. We have each other. And even though they're saying stay 6 feet apart, and you and I in the studio, we got some distance
yes,
here.
We
and
do.
Even when we saw each other, we normally would hug. We like air hug, you know, and things. Even though we're respecting that and honoring that, we are so much better together. And we've got some ideas on how we can continue to stay connected. When we come back after this break, I've got my friend Diana Gorsch here with me. We are enjoying time with you. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio, news you can use. We'll be back after this break.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem and area. If you're in Silverton, if you're in Monmouth this morning, Independence. Good morning to you too. So glad to have you along, and a special shout out to all of our folks on the front lines, whether you're in a grocery store or a little convenience store, if you're a healthcare worker, EMT, firefighter, and the list goes on and on. Thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, I think of the gal yesterday. We ordered a hamburger at a little hamburger business when we were going through Tigard yesterday. And the gal had said, we said, how you holding up? You know, kind of connecting with her. And she said, it's kind of a crazy time. And she said, okay, wish I could be home like the rest of you. That was her comment back. And I've got Diana Gorsch here with me, the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill right on McKillcrest, right here in Salem. So glad to have you hanging out with me. It's fun to be on the radio. It's a little different being on this side. You've been very supportive of me. I think you were one of the first persons that I said, hey, guess what? I've got this new thing going on here in Salem doing this morning show. Thank you for tuning in, Diana. You and your crew, we've been talking about
how this is impacting your business and other businesses here in Salem, and what do you do, you know, and how do you keep your head above the water, at least your perspective, so you don't get overwhelmed. It's so easy to get fear-filled, and I always say that when we get fear in our head and we just stay there, we camp there, it paralyzes us in action. And there are people that have more of a tendency, I think, chemically and things that when bad news happens, it affects them physically to the point of paralysis. And that's why we need community. That's why we need good information and facts so that we can keep our mind focused on the facts. And it is something that's happening. And emotion and fear are real. Actually, they're a great defense. They help us. They protect us. They help us survive. But we can't stay camped there. We have to realize that we have to recognize it. And can you tell the social service part of me is coming out now? We have to recognize that. And then what do we do about it? What's our reality, right?
Right. No. And, you know, we have to have faith.
Right.
Faith in each other, faith in our community, faith in our government, faith that just it'll all work out. And put our positive energy out there.
Exactly.
And try and get out of that doom and gloom, that dark area that is easy to get into, especially when you're facing financial difficulties because of the situation.
I think of Eeyore, woe is me.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We can get into the woe's me, or we can say, hey, here's an opportunity. Here's an opportunity to turn these lemons, which some people enjoy lemons. They're good.
They are good.
Make lemonade. And out of a crisis comes opportunities. And I'm curious, as far as your business and how you've been having this pause right now, what kind of opportunities or creative ideas have you come up with that when you get back and going, you want to do differently? Have you had those aha moments?
Well, I've had a couple. I definitely have looked into more into my community, about more that I can do for my community, because even when this is over and we're able to open back up, people are still going to be suffering from this. People are still going to be, you know, when you're out of work for a month, it takes you 4 or 5 months to catch up for just 1 month of being out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So the love and the support and the faith has to continue on for months and months to come, if not indefinitely, but mm-hmm. but definitely just having faith and taking care of those around us and realizing that not everybody's as fortunate as maybe myself or my family. And it's really easy just to reach out, and the small things matter, the little gestures. And mm-hmm. I know you just think they're small and the big ones are always so seen, but it's the small ones that build up and make you smile and make you have a little bit more faith in your community and in your neighbors and in yourself.
Right. And the reminder that you had said that we're not doing this alone. There are other people equally suffering and going through a difficult time. And you shared about even in the store, you had a little incident there. And it's just, to me, you sharing that story, and I think you should, illustrates how we look for opportunities right where we're at to be a blessing to somebody.
Absolutely. I went shopping. I got out last week to go shopping, and I was able to find toilet paper,
woo,
which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did hear a lady about 2 aisles over from where she was cashing out, kind of a little tear about she wasn't able to find any and how they're almost out. And so after I cashed out, I just waited outside for her to come out and split my cash of toilet paper in mm-hmm. half and gave it to her, and didn't expect anything back. She was a nice thank you, and she teared up, and that's all it took.
Yeah, that spreading of the kindness and that gesture, looking for ways to brighten someone else's day. Again, still respecting the social distance, still being tuned in. I'm a big advocate of being tuned in right in the moment, you know, and those around. And often, and I would say you're one of those treasures. Terry and I, when we go out on an adventure, we go out every day, we're looking for treasures. And we're not talking about things that we can put on a shelf. We're talking about people.
Right.
People that we connect with, that there's a greater purpose beyond just ourselves. Looking, treasure hunting, and how we can add value or be a blessing to someone that cross our path. And certainly, you and your staff have been in our lives, and we hope that we've been in your life. And I love your spirit about that. I love how when you come into, when we go into the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, it's not just a place to get away in a sense of your day's dreariness. It's really a community. It's really a family. And in your time that you've had that since this fall, you've really created that community. Tell me your vision and your goal for your establishment.
That's exactly what I've done is and hoping to do is create a community within my business. It is my business, but I'm really strong on the community, if we can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to come in and not just feel like they're going in for dinner, but they do go in and they know they're going to see me and say hi, and I'm going to get to say hi to them, which is always a pleasure. And you know, the staff is going to share a little bit of themselves as customers share their lives. Being a bartender here in this town for 29 years, I started with meeting someone out of college, and he graduated and got married and had kids, and now his kids are graduating and from college and getting married. That's how long you get to know people around mm-hmm. here, and you're actually a part of their lives, whether it's daily or weekly or every so often, taking the time to get to know each other. And inside of the restaurant, it is really important to me that people feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
They feel the nice, airy environment. It doesn't weigh down on them. And they're just loved.
And I think you're doing that so very well. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. We're going to continue the conversation after this break. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
It is a good morning. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Wednesday, April 8th. It's 7:35 in the morning. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. We want to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news you can use. And I want to remind you that if you are a business owner, a small business owner, you certainly can apply for the Payroll Protection Plan. And even if you're a nonprofit organization or maybe a church, did you know that you could apply too? Yeah. In fact, I want to tell you a resource coming up on Thursday. The Leadership Institute, a few weeks ago, we had Dina on from the Leadership Institute. They're out of Virginia in Washington, D.C., and they do a lot of online training. They're going to have a free webinar Thursday, April 9th, leadershipinstitute.org, Paycheck Protection Program for Nonprofits and Churches, a Liberty Council briefing where you'll be able to walk you through how to apply for your staff and for your nonprofit organization. And businesses certainly can apply. And of course, yesterday we had our, if you didn't get a chance to listen in yesterday we had a tax representative who also, her name was Diane, and we have Diana today. We have an opportunity for you to review that, and we talked about the stimulus. And but for businesses, there's $350 billion in forgivable small business loans that are part of the $2 trillion stimulus package. And part of that stimulus package, of course, had the 1,200 direct checks plus the $600 per week unemployment claims. And I want to remind folks, if you have been laid off, your hours have been reduced, if your business has been closed because you're a spa owner or you cut hair, you're a barber, or you are an independent contractor when normally you wouldn't qualify for unemployment under the stimulus, you do. So you want to make sure that you get online, Oregon.gov, and apply for those benefits. If you are a small business loan or wanting a small business loan and the Payroll Protection Plan, contact your local bank. And I'm curious, I've got Diana with me. We are talking about how this is affecting businesses here, right here in our own community. The Honky Tonk Bar and Grill is a place that Terry and I have enjoyed in our short time, couple months of being here. They've got live music, they've got wonderful food, and it's a family atmosphere. Diana, talk to me a little bit about that, because I think people think, when they hear the word bar or they think alcohol, it's a place that kids can't go. It's not. This place is a family. It feels like you're local. It's similar to, I think, what Applebee's wish they could be. In a, and that's a national chain or a very generic kind of thing. No harm to Applebee's. I love Applebee's. But it really is that neighborhood place that you can go and hang out. Talk to me about your interest in reaching a family for a nice dinner out, that kind of thing.
Oh, we're definitely a family oriented place. We have minors are allowed in until 8 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
and that usually gives them enough time to come in and eat, and then they should all go home and go to bed anyways.
Right.
But we're a huge area inside of the restaurant and bar, and so it gives plenty of family dining room area, along with the bar is separate, so there's not that crossover. But really, we also, moving into summertime, we have an outdoor area that is also will be family friendly. And so to bring in the families, I have myself my own grandson that I want to see. So so we definitely will do family dinners there. For some of our holidays and family birthdays, I gather all of our family down there because it's a nice big space too.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids can be themselves. The adults can still be themselves. The music is nice and toned down. It's not loud. It's not in your face. So it really is a great establishment. We've gotten board games for the children and the adults to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage them to bring their own games with them. And then we're providing activities also. We're going to start kid-friendly karaoke once a month.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, maybe on like a Sunday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
so that families can come and the kids can enjoy that. It's a great it'll be an exciting time to have the families in.
Now, rumor is I had heard a rumor that you might get a shuffleboard. Is that correct?
I am looking for a shuffleboard table. So if anybody has one out there.
We like to play shuffleboard. and again, you know, some of us aren't much into drinking, you know.
Right.
And people think, oh, that's the other thing. I don't drink. So why would I want to go to a play? Well, you can have a Coke. You can have a 7-Up. You can have, you know, or Pepsi. I don't know if you do Coke or Pepsi or both. I don't know.
There's lots of
options.
Absolutely.
And it's about community, like you said. And you've had dance lessons, where there's been line dancing lessons, there's karaoke, a wonderful stage where you've had live artists come through. And the part that I see when I'm in there is I see events. I see, man, I could see the local Rotary meeting there. I could see, you know, people having their breakfasts there potentially. And I know you've talked about hosting those things. I don't know now that the time that we're in, things have gotten canceled, but wedding receptions. If someone wanted a place for a wedding reception, I don't know what that would look like. Could they maybe rent the facility?
Absolutely. And even if they didn't want to rent out the whole facility, our venue is big enough that we can house everybody. And I don't charge for that.
Wow. That's incredible. I am just so impressed with your staff and what you're doing there. My question to you is, with this shutdown, what do you do? Have you looked into resources, these stimulus resources? What does that look like? How was that process if you've applied for that? Was that pretty grueling for you?
It wasn't. And I was really worried about that at the get-go, because every time you fill out for a credit application, mm-hmm. or some type of application, it takes forever. There's a lot of information they want. Some you don't remember and you have to go find. It was really pretty easy to fill out for everything. That's the one thing I will say, is they made the applications very user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 15, 20 minutes per application. I filled them all out. Friday, they opened up for the payroll protection plan. So we've gotten everything going. And really, once I filled it out, I was just so happy that it didn't take all that time and it wasn't stressful at all. It takes the burden off of already a stressful situation.
Right. And knowing that you have tools and resources, and my understanding is the payroll protection plan helps pay your employees in this interim, right? And that, and if you continue to do so with these funds, then it's a forgivable grant when you show that you've done as it's intended to. And so what a great resource to keep your people on board.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And keep them their coffers full in a sense that they're not in a bad place, because I don't know, most folks that I know that are in direct service like that necessarily don't have a retirement plan or some of these things. A lot of them are maybe semi-retired or college age. You know, you're looking at the kinds of people that I've known in the past that have worked in this field. And actually, I know people with college degrees who prefer to be in the service industry like this, working, because it's such a people-connected business, right?
Very much so, yeah.
And so with your staff and the people that you have that you're working with, you've come up with some ways to stay connected in the community and give back during this time. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, we reached out to our local food banks, to Marion Polk Food Share, who we wanted to start collecting food. The food banks are just running out of food right mm-hmm. now. Everybody was not prepared, even though we had a little bit of warning. A lot of our elderlies weren't prepared. So the food banks around Marion and Polk County have just been depleted. Mm. So we reached out to them, but believing that we could start our own food drive at the Honky Tonks. We'll put it up on our Facebook webpage that directs you to come and drop off the food in the barrel that we leave outside. When we're there, you can knock on the door. Once you're gone, we'll come out and get it, keeping our social distance. Mm-hmm. And then we'll start delivering that. Right now, the food banks are not accepting food donations. They're only accepting cash. And that has to do with the handling of food and how many people are touching the cans or the products that mm-hmm. you bring there. So they're trying to be safe about the COVID virus. So they're taking donations. And the one thing that they did tell me, which I thought was pretty powerful, is for every dollar you donate, that provides 6 meals.
Wow.
So for $30, for $10 donation, you can provide 30 meals for someone.
Wow.
And that's quite a bit when you think about the cost on that.
And that's Marion County.
Marion Polk Food Share.
Okay. And they have a website then?
They do. And I will put that up on my Facebook page, Honky Tonks, and then I'll give it to you.
That'd be awesome.
So yeah, that's
meals,
important.
$30.
Yeah.
That's impactful. When you think, if you've ever been, my friend, in a place in your whole life where you've been food insecure, that's what they call it, where you're just not sure where your next meal is, it is a difficult place to be. And we know when you're under stress, everybody's telling us, when you're under stress and you're not getting what your body needs, you're at risk. Your immunity
Absolutely.
Is challenged, and you're at risk to catch something, right?
And right now is not the time for you to be undernourished so mm-hmm. that your immunity is compromised.
When we talk about, too, during the break, being out in the sun today, getting a nice walk,
yes.
getting that vitamin D is also part of the defense in staying healthy. So we want to make sure people get fresh air, that they get the food that they need. You know, have you seen the book libraries outside different communities where you go and you open them up and you get the books, like leave a book, take a book, that
Absolutely,
kind of thing?
It's wonderful.
A great idea. I've also seen these little pantries like that. Have you seen that? The little pantries where people have been putting these food pantries. Well, I just saw a national article, I'll have to find it, maybe posted on our Facebook page, where people are turning the book libraries in each community into food pantries, where people are putting cans of foods and necessity, of course, nothing that needs to be refrigerated, but certainly sustainable things that people can have, cereal, canned
wow.
food. And it's so fun to see how people are thinking outside of the box, and they're thinking beyond themselves.
These are the times we're living in.
Yes, yep. It really is. And it brings me hope and encouragement. I don't know about you to hear
that. Makes me smile.
Doesn't that make you
yeah,
smile?
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. People think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. No.
No.
Reaching out to our neighbors and making it a better place to live. That's what it's all about. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. News you can use. More laughter and fun when we come back after this. Thank you for tuning in today, my friend.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. It's Wednesday, April 8th, 7:50 in the morning. with news you can use. Thank you for tuning in. And we have 37 degrees right here at the KSLM studios. And the temperature today, oh, I'm so excited, going to be 71 degrees for a high temperature, overnight low in the 40s, and sunny sky continuing throughout the next few days. In fact, I took a snapshot of the weather and posted it as a Facebook post today, Diana, because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous out, and opportunity to get some fresh air and some sunshine and take a walk around the block. And, you know, businesses all around are doing things to make the community better. I really see some things that bring me hope right here in Salem. Yeah. And we talked earlier in an earlier segment that we're doing things to see Salem strong. And I know you're really connected with other businesses throughout this community. You're just a connected person, and doing what you can do and your team can do to help feed the neighborhood and be an encouragement and a light. That just is who you are. And that's a part and an extension of who you are. You know, as we walk through this season, and I'm calling it almost like a storm, you know, this COVID-19 storm, and we see the shimmers of hope on the other side. We see the sun breaking through the storm clouds, right? And it's fully the sunshine, like today, you know, is coming out. When that happens, and that you can turn that sign back on open, what does that look like for Honky Tonk Bar and Grill? What kinds of things are you going to offer? What can people expect when they come back?
I'm super excited, not just to open back up, but for the summertime. During the summertime, we want to utilize our outdoor space, which hasn't been utilized in the past, and we really want to get out there and bring people together. We want to do that by having barbecues, by having pig roast, doing easygoing music out there on maybe a Sunday night with a movie on the wall, movie night in the corral. Doesn't that sound
that
like
sounds
fun?
Fun, yeah.
Nice, quaint little time, family friendly, horseshoes out there, cornhole, few games to play, but really just getting back in it and having some fundraisers, car shows, bike shows. Mm-hmm. We bring in Pinewood Derby races.
Oh,
I think that's going to be a blast.
What is that?
It's, you know, if you were, oh, what do they call it? And then I go blank.
Is it like Awana's when they do their little car race?
You make your own car. You get a little block of wood,
okay,
and you make your own car. And then there's a track that you race it on.
Oh, a derby.
The Boy Scouts
did
it growing up. That's who you would kind of clue in on when you want to see Pinewood Derby races. But we're going to run them there.
Oh.
So everybody's going to get their own car that they have to make this year. And we're going to do it on a point system. You're going to come in whenever we do the races on the weekends. And you're going to get scored for showing up, for winning the race, for coming in second and coming in third. And at the end of the season, we'll have, it's kind of like NASCAR, but on a Salem's,
so cool,
you know, scale.
On a scale for Salem. Here's an idea, though. I mean, if we could get that going now, right, in this creative downtime, people could be building, unless they only have a short amount of time to build them, but wouldn't that be cool to get those kits
It's
now?
A good time to start.
And start on your car, and maybe we could put some information out on Facebook.
Wouldn't that
I
be
think
fun?
That's
yeah.
such a great idea.
We will look into that.
And I think your fundraiser, I want to touch on this. I know you've done fundraisers in the short time. You just opened up and took over the bar in the fall. In the short time, you've already done some outreaches. Tell me a little bit about some of the fundraising projects you've already done and how that's impacted community.
We've already done two in less than 5 months. We our first ones were for veterans, mm-hmm, back in November, where we brought in a mechanical bull.
Oh.
And you rode the mechanical bull for local veterans. We try and keep all of our money locally in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Not only will we donate to local veterans funds around here, but we'll also pick someone in the community that's needing a little bit of extra help, a
mm-hmm,
little bit of extra love,
mm-hmm,
extra family, and bring them to the forefront and tell their story and how they got to where they're at. And then we just show them that love. So we've done it for veterans, and I've done it for wigs for cancer, which you know is a little bit different, but you know, when you're going through cancer, you just want a little bit of normalcy.
Right.
And even just getting hair when you're going through through all those treatments can make the world of a difference for you. And so we've already done a couple. The next one we're going to do is for first responders.
Good. Yeah, wow. Good timing.
Bring them all in, and we're going to do a big pig roast outside and just make a day of it and raise some money for our local first responders, whether it's they need new equipment, more equipment, or to update their housings where they're at. Mm-hmm. We want to show the love back to first responders. We have a special place in our hearts for them.
You know, one of the things that I'm discovering through this season that we're walking through, this weathering the storm of COVID-19, is I see an honor coming back, an honor I think that in our community and in our country we've lost, in a sense, for one another.
Yes.
And a respect and honoring those that we just take for granted, in a sense. They're just part of life.
We just think they're going to be there.
And I love to get behind folks that honor folks and see. People want to be seen. They want to be known. They want to have a legacy. And even yesterday, riding on the motorcycle, getting some fresh air, riding down the road, we pass a couple semis. And our truck drivers are doing so much right now and pressing in. And they don't have a place to go eat. And they're feeling a little isolated. They're already in an isolated position anyway. But just waving at them and giving them a thumbs up, you know, you could tell that it brought a smile to them because they're just used to doing their thing, you know, and looking for ways to be a blessing and be add value to people's lives. And you certainly are doing that and helping people in difficult situations. And so when you open up again, you're going to look for opportunities to do that, fundraisers, events, having your party on the patio, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And having music. And, you know, have you watched this on Facebook? And I thought of you guys because you do karaoke. In fact, I think my first time in your place was at a karaoke contest. I think Terry took like third or something.
Oh, he did.
he loves to sing. And he does well, too. Have you watched this online where people are doing karaoke contests on social media? Have you seen this?
They're not only doing that, but like the DJs are now doing live shows out of their houses.
Oh, my.
And it's just interesting to watch DJ Byro, who is our DJ at Honky Tonks. She does a live show on her Facebook website where she brings in other DJs, of course, keeping their social distance.
Right.
And they get together and they sing, and it's just entertaining to watch. I watched it the other night, two nights in a row, in fact. And so people are finding interesting ways. And I wanted to touch on what you were saying about first responders. You know, this COVID-19 has really brought out who really are the first responders right now.
Exactly.
It's not just the doctors and the ERs and our policemen or our fire. It is the people in the grocery store.
Yes.
At the fast food places. Yes. That are still working. Safeway, the guy who is now wiping down the carts as you're walking in. Mm-hmm. To me, these are all first responders now.
Yes.
And they deserve to be recognized.
So we recognize our frontline workers on this wonderful Wednesday. I've enjoyed my time with you, hanging out with you, Diana.
Thank you.
How can people connect with you? Honky Tonk Bar and Grill. How can they connect?
Facebook page at Honky Tonks, and just calling us out at what is my number? 971-239-4142.
And you're located where?
On McGillicrest, 2275.
Awesome. We are news that you can use. KSLM News Talk Radio. Stacy Ann and Diana Lynn, was it?
Diana Lynn.
Lynn hanging out. Let's do this again soon, okay?
It'll be fun.
All right. Have a wonderful Wednesday, my friends. You are an overcomer. Over, around, under, or through. We're going to get through this storm. Have a great day.